Okay, let's go.
Well, hi, friends of the Coachella Valley. Jose here once again with my co-host,
Mariela.
And today we have a very special green day with podcast host, Color Me Green, Miss Paige. Please say your last name for me on that.
Roberstad.
You know, I can't with last names in the past two episodes. Welcome, Paige.
Thank you.
Welcome.
So we really do appreciate you having some time off of your podcast to be here at our podcast. But tell us a little bit about Color Me Green. I love the idea of being more eco-friendly. I myself find it that I don't do that often enough. Where'd you get the idea to create that podcast?
Honestly, I was at work and I was getting paid to, you know, do my job. And I was on Google and I came across something that was talking about composting in like an article or something. And I was like, oh, what is composting? And so then I started researching it. And then I had the idea. I was like, what would it be like to start my own podcast and educate not only myself, but others about ways to be eco-friendly and different lifestyle choices like composting or alternative energy or recycling, which I have an episode idea on. And I just wanted a way to learn more, but also educate others in the process.
Okay. So this was the way of you learning and getting more into it at the same time while educating other people, right?
Oh yeah. In all episodes, I pretty much tell everyone that I'm not claiming to be an expert because there are a lot of things that I don't know. And I'm also not a perfect environmentalist, which I don't like to call myself. But I don't claim to know all of the things because it's a space to educate myself and others so we can all learn how to be greener. And it's
together.
But
that's great.
You said you discovered this when you were working at Google. So you've been at it.
No, I was working at BuzzBox.
I thought you said you're working at Google.
No. I was
she
at work.
Did not want to name
on
the company.
Google.
Now.
Commercial break. The new mindset of the Coachella Valley is brought to you by various companies here in the Valley. One of them, Integrity Insurance. Here to tell us more about it is Myra, the owner.
Hi, this is Myra Perez, owner of Integrity Agents Insurance Services. We are the insurance experts of the desert, located in the beautiful Coachella Valley, here to help find solution for all your insurance needs. You can find us on all social media platforms, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, our website, integrityagentsins.com. Our phone number is 760-625-0777. Let's connect.
Thank you so much, Myra, for being on the show. Let's get back to it.
I was working at BuzzBox. I was the receptionist and I was sitting up front doing my job and
getting
came
paid.
Across okay. a post about yeah. composting.
Okay.
She was getting paid to
not do that.
Fool around on Google.
Yeah. Yeah.
Do you?
Do you?
So how long have you been at this for?
About 2 years since 2021. I believe.
Cool. So you immediately decided to make a podcast after like that is
after one article review. Yes.
Okay.
I started writing down episode ideas and things I wanted to learn about. And then it just grew into the 41 episodes that I currently have.
Awesome. Okay. So what's the process like? What was it like? What are some of the first things that you learned on this topic and how did your life change?
I think the way that my life changed the most was swapping products. And I did an episode on my favorite sustainable product swaps that I've made. And all of those product swaps, the things that I no longer buy or create waste from, is really the thing that changed my life. Because, I mean, I can go on and on about my favorite product swaps and how I haven't bought a bottle of shampoo or conditioner in like 2 years, or paper towels or laundry detergent or dryer sheets. The list goes on. So I think that's the way that it changed my life the most.
Before we get into specifics, can you tell us, for the listeners, what exactly does it mean to be sustainable?
Okay.
Because some people are listening. So let's go ahead and explain to the audience what that is. That way we can then get into the specifics of how to make the swaps.
Right.
Well, the way that I heard the question was in a way, the way that I ask it in my interview episodes, where it's like, what does it mean to be green to you? Because everyone has a different view on sustainability, because like some people compost, some people are vegan, some people drive an electric car, some people live off the grid. So for me, it just means creating the least amount of waste possible and lessening my ecological footprint or my carbon footprint, as others, you know, there's different ways of expressing it, but like leaving the least amount of waste possible.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is the best way to describe it for me.
Okay. Very cool.
And so can you tell me just one, maybe mention, I know you said there's so much, but what is one that was probably the hardest for you to swap?
Well, I really, really wanted to try switching toothpaste to a non-plastic tube. I haven't found one that I like yet, so unfortunately I'm still using plastic tubed toothpaste. So that's one that I really want to try, but that was really hard because I thought I was going to like the product and I ended up not liking the product, so I ended up switching back.
You said you hadn't bought shampoo bottles for years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the easiest thing.
That's a good one. Can we get into that one?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the easiest thing is the shampoo, and a single bar of shampoo will last like 60 plus washes.
Oh, there's shampoo bars.
Yeah, it's like condensed. There's no plastic bottle. You use the entire thing, and there's no waste. And it's normally, depending on where you get it from, but from where I get it from, it's all natural. And so I'm not worried about any like toxins or chemicals like leaching into my scalp and killing me. Yeah, so that is my favorite product ever that I will rave about.
We can be specific. What is the brand? Where do we get it?
Oh, well, I personally get mine from a company called Plastic Free Pursuit, and I'm an affiliate with them. You can use code Color Me Green.
Yeah, of course. Throw it in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's where I get them from, and they oftentimes will have like discounts, and you can get them on sale. I don't know what sale it was, but I got like 8 of them. And
I like
at
your,
once.
I like your toilet paper.
Who gives a crap?
That's it.
Yeah. There's a company called Who Gives a Crap, and they have a recycled toilet paper made from recycled paper from like office paper and stuff like that. And they also have a bamboo version. Obviously, bamboo is a great source, but if we want to take the route that doesn't cut any plants out, then we would go with the recycled, which is why I chose the recycled paper. It's also cheaper, but it feels just like regular toilet paper, but there is no plastic packaging or anything. And then they also do like some sort of thing, I'm not too sure of the specifics, but they also help create proper toilets and sanitation for third world countries. So that's
cool.
Another nice thing.
We'll
about
have to look
company.
Into that one.
Okay. Give us one more swap. Something that
it's crazy.
Anybody
okay.
can do. Something
about.
That anybody can
oh,
do.
Okay.
Just
she
like something
right.
easy.
Wool dryer balls.
I know those.
What and is
you,
that?
The ones you put to the dryer so it helps kind of alleviate the heat, right?
Well, it's just like it's a replacement for dryer sheets.
Okay.
And the reason why people like dryer sheets is because they take the static away and help dry or whatever, but then they also make your clothes smell good. Mm-hmm. But with dryer balls, you literally can keep them forever. I mean, I've had mine for over 2 years now, and they do the same exact thing. You just throw them in the dryer. You never have to throw them away. You're not creating waste. And if you want to have like a scent to them, I heard you can, I don't do this, but you can put like essential oils on them to help create your clothes, you know.
So
like
then.
Do you purchase these or you make these?
Oh no, you can buy them. I bought them from Plastic Free Pursuit.
Okay.
Do you get, isn't the same thing as putting tennis balls in it too? No, it's not the same thing.
I don't know. I thought people did that with like tennis shoes or something. I have no idea. Great. But wool dryer balls, they're literally just wool ending.
Perfect place for a commercial break.
The new mindset of the Coachella Valley is brought to you by BusBox. Here we have Steph, our new editor-in-chief, to give us a bit more info on them. So what can you tell us about it?
You know what's great about BuzzBox? Let me tell you. It's eco-friendly, has natural ingredient-infused cocktails, and the packaging is vacuum-sealed to lock in all its natural ingredients. It's gluten-free, it's kosher. Yes, BuzzBox premium cocktails are meany and mighty.
And we're back. So, Paige, love hearing about you now. You laugh. It's fine. Tell us a little bit about you before. Where did you come from? Because you're not from California originally.
No, I'm originally from...
Where'd you come from?
My mom and my dad.
Oh,
my
God.
No, I'm originally from Michigan, and I moved to California in November 2017.
Okay, so Michigan was... That's where you grew up. That's where you had your
life.
Okay,
so you grew up in Michigan. Mm-hmm. What was it like? What was your transition like? And what brought you to California?
Well, I just always wanted to move out here.
Yeah,
so you came here by yourself, not with your family?
Nope, just me and my cat. And we were just here. The cat that died. Everyone who listens to my podcast knows about Morai. So
everyone who listens to our podcast knows about the fire hydrant.
Now everybody now is going to know about Morai.
Mm-hmm. She was a good kitten. But yeah, we moved out here and I don't know. It just feels like when I go home to Michigan, I get homesick for here. Like I don't get homesick for Michigan. So it feels more.
You became a Californian.
Yeah, it felt.
This was always felt more like home to her. This.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. But specifically here to the Valley, right? You haven't really gone to LA or anywhere else?
Oh, I have. I actually moved to Orange County originally. And then in like May of 2019, I moved to Palm Springs.
And is this your home now? Are you calling this home? Or
yes.
You think more?
The idea and the thought of moving somewhere else makes me nauseous.
Makes you sick.
Yeah. Like it feels weird and I get anxiety about it because I couldn't imagine like leaving here. It's weird.
Cool.
Yeah.
No, it makes sense. I like it. Do you think you live in Palm Springs. So for people that don't know, so the Coachella Valley encompasses a lot of areas.
Well, I live in La Quinta.
Okay, La Quinta. Those are two major, I would say, cities here in the Coachella Valley. Do you often find yourself kind of
going everywhere?
Do you?
Yes. First of all, because when I lived in Palm Springs before I started working at BusBox, I had not gone to Indio, and everyone made jokes about Indio because they're like, "Oh, you better get your passport ready because it's so far away." And I was like, "What in the world does that mean? I've never been there." So. Like I didn't think anything was there. It didn't mean anything. And then I had also never been to La Quinta. So now that I live out here and I've worked out here, I have been everywhere and I go everywhere for different things. Like Revivals, where I go thrifting and I buy everything. The shirt, these pants, thrifted. There is one in Palm Springs, Cathedral City, Palm Desert, and Indio. So anytime I'm going to go on...
Stamp your card every time.
I wish. I would be like a VIP
Revivals,
member.
If you're listening.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously.
Yeah. So whenever I make my Revivals run, I make my way up and down Highway 111.
So thrifting is something that would be considered... Eco-friendly,
mm-hmm.
Right?
Oh, yes. It's another thing that I'm very passionate about because I do not buy fast fashion.
You do not buy any new clothes?
No. Nope. Like this tank top. Really nice, high quality, like really nice
it's
tank
really
top.
Nice green.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Exactly. And I bought it because it was green.
I love that you always
wear
green. That's like awesome.
Well, it's my favorite color.
Color me green.
But it looks really nice. And these jeans fit me perfectly. I mean, why would I go to the store and pay like 50, 60 bucks for a pair of jeans when I can get them really nice and like almost brand new for less than like 10 to 20 bucks thrifted.
And is that, do you do the same for your cat? Do you have to, because you're very aware, right, of sustainability. So do you get specific items bought at specific stores for your cat?
For Nick's, well, I don't, for food and stuff, I don't. I'm very specific with like trying to make sure that I give him the healthiest stuff. And when I can, I try to feed him natural. So that in that way, but I think the litter portion, I have made the switch to pellet litter. So it's like pine pellets. So it's not like filled with the clay and the dust and all of that. So it's like pine. It's probably not great because it's probably, you know, cutting down trees or whatever, but it probably, I don't believe, has the same like chemicals and stuff that, you know, normal
you would find in litter. Anything else.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
So Paige, prior to you making that Google search,
mm-hmm.
that kind of just triggered everything, were you into sustainability at all? Or that's just when it happened, it triggered it, you went down the rabbit hole?
The extent of my sustainability was me being very uber aware of recycling. And like, I wanted to recycle everything that I could, everything that I knew was recyclable. I was like, okay, like I need to recycle it. Like when I lived in Michigan, I actually worked at a place that had production and they did like framing and they had mats and stuff that they would throw away if they couldn't fit it in their recycling. But I was like, no. We're going to cut that up. We're going to fit it into this box and I'm going to take it to my house and recycle it. So then it's being recycled and it's not being just wasted and thrown away. I was committed.
Oh, so
did people think
have...
you were crazy?
Probably. People probably still do think I'm crazy when I'm like, oh my God, you don't have a recycling bin. Well, what's wrong with you?
So responsible, huh?
Yeah.
What do you do when you're at somebody's place and they don't recycle or you see?
Sometimes I'll just take my recycling home with me. Depending on what it is, like if it's a can or something, or like a water, I don't drink water bottles. If it's like a can or something, I'll be like, okay, well, I'm just gonna, if I have the ability to yeah. put it in my purse, I will put it in my purse and take it home to recycle because I mean, why not? And, like, especially at work. Okay. So when you recycle, you're not supposed to put your recycling, you're not supposed to put a garbage bag in your recycling bin.
Because
that bag is also not recyclable and you're supposed to loosely put your recyclables into the recycle bin so that they're not
so plastic contained. Bags are not recyclable.
No. Hmm. Like your grocery bags?
Noted.
They're like, I think they're store recyclable, so you can take them back to the store, but they are not most of the...
Well, it's on the little triangle thing, right? It tells you...
Well, yeah, but not every single... This is why I want to do a specific episode on recycling, mm-hmm. so that I can be more aware, but not all things that have that triangle on them are recyclable in like standard like recycling. They might not be accepted or... Because everyone says that only a certain percentage of what actually is recycled gets recycled. And I'm thinking that that might be why, because people see a recycling sign and they put it in the recycling
bin.
Not
knowing really
that certain thing might not be like actually recyclable. That's it might funny. Have to be like, I don't know, like an like a different type of recycled somewhere else. Or sure. I don't exactly know. I want to look more into it. Yeah. This is why I say I'm not an expert.
Yeah.
But I do... have read something, so I'm aware of something.
Yes. Yeah. So out of all the things you've learned, your experience, what would you say is the most wasteful activity or thing to do?
I personally have a personal vendetta against water bottles because people use them like they're nothing. And anytime I see any sort of like video on Instagram or TikTok that's like, oh, look at all this plastic that's floating down this river, all you see is water bottles, or at the beach, water bottles, when you could very easily just go get one of these. And yes, I'm holding up my my what is this called, my emotional support water bottle.
It's a flask.
Yeah, the Hydro Flask.
It's a mega pint.
It's a flask.
Yeah. When you could very easily just go get one of these, and it's just so much easier.
I agree.
Yeah,
and so I absolutely hate that. That's why I don't.
So water bottles is one of the most wasteful things that you see that you...
Oh, yeah. Especially like when people are at the store and they're buying those like huge things of those packs of water bottles.
Oh, yeah.
I like want to throw up. Yeah, but I have taken this to photo shoots in the middle of the desert and I'm alive. And I didn't create any trash.
Facts. She is still here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you...
I did actually almost pass out once because it was really, really hot. And I ran out of water because I drank it all. But...
Who wouldn't run out of water?
I
People
lived.
In water bottles run out of water.
Exactly.
I get you. I'm getting there. I got it. Do you think easier to eat out or to eat in...
To eat in.
Because I'm thinking like, okay, you just got me thinking a little bit. So I'm thinking if I go to the restaurant and I'll eat at the restaurant and I don't have to worry about compostable or not.
Well,
does that make sense?
No, because sense? You're when you're going to a restaurant, you're eating in plates that aren't, they're not going to be thrown in the trash,
that's
right?
What I'm saying.
So what kind of waste are you
talking about?
So wouldn't
that be better?
Yeah, but are you going to eat all of your food or are you going to take it home?
I probably eat all of my food. Me. But let's say I do take some home.
But then you
all
have
the
that plastic container.
Yes,
in.
Yes. So take your own Tupperware.
And I'll take my Tupperware with me.
I want to get to the point where I like take my, I've started doing, I bought stainless steel straws. So normally when I go somewhere, I'm like, hey, I don't need a straw. I have my own.
Just carry one in your purse with you, right?
Mm-hmm.
Would you say you're like hyper aware of that stuff? It sounds like
there are some things, but like the having my own silverware when I go out, I really, really like to do that and have like just my own like kit that I can just take home at the end of the day and wash instead of having to use plastic silverware.
Well,
that's
you can
one
just
time use.
Have one in your car.
Yeah,
right. Just carry like little.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want to do, but
those
I haven't
are little
got
details
there yet.
That I think, for example, like the straw. That's really cool.
No
that's
one thinks about that though. No one's like,
but
oh, it's
so
just
easy.
A little
it's
straw.
So easy, but it
matters.
It makes a huge difference when all other people are doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you? So outside of all, and I really am loving this conversation, but outside of all this, what does Paige do in her fun time? What do you do for fun?
Paige has fun time?
Great. Great answer.
Let's get to the real stuff.
Another commercial.
From our studio in Palm Desert, California, this show is brought to you by Level 111, producers of the hit show, The Desert Brew on NBC Palm Springs. Now, back to our host.
Let's get to the good stuff. Does Paige go out? Does Paige do fun stuff? What do you do for fun?
I like to read.
What's a
what
good
do
book?
You read?
The first book that comes to mind, I really like mysteries and thrillers and suspense and all of that. So the best book that I would recommend to anybody who likes books like that is The Silent Patient. I've never like got to the point where it's like, oh, this is it, and had just been speechless with my mouth just wide open like, I got it, and oh my God.
Oh, you had that? Oh, wow.
I had that realization, and I was sitting there with my mouth wide open, and I'm like, I've never used this word in my entire life, but I was flabbergasted. I know.
Yeah.
She used one
so
of the F-bombs.
That's,
the silent patient,
that's my F-bomb,
guys.
Yeah.
The silent patient
is amazing.
What did you have you ever read the other books?
No.
Verity, right. I just read that one by Colleen Hoover. That one's a really good one, too.
It sounds
I think
like you're into thrillers and suspense, you said. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I like to be kept on my toes.
I love that. That Angels and Demons, anybody out there, is really good.
Oh, I thought you were saying, like, I'm a demon.
Are you a demon? True.
It is my favorite time of the year, so.
Is it? Oh, I love Halloween. Mm-hmm. What about it? What about this time of year makes it so fun for you?
I don't know. I think that being born in October, and just, I think it's just, I just have a naturally spooky soul.
When is your birthday?
October 17th.
17th, okay, yeah. Someone in our family is born Halloween. It's great. Anyway.
I actually did an episode on how to be sustainable on Halloween.
Tell me about that.
Because Halloween.
I just thought about, yeah, you like trick or treat, you have candy bags, you have.
And the costumes that kids wear once and like, I'm Elsa and Anna, or whatever's popular.
You're so young. You're so young.
I'm just relating to kids.
It's like,
excuse me.
You are guilting me right now.
You are guilty.
Oh,
she has a kid.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm just relating to kids these days who would dress up as like a movie character.
I'm just going to throw a sheet over Natalia and call her.
Natalia's her daughter.
That's a good idea. It's sustainable.
What?
Cut a little eyes.
Who do you dress up as?
My favorite one, I was Little Red Riding Hood, and I put scratches on myself that stuff that you can like make mold with.
So
it looked like I got scratched by the wolf, and so that one was really good. I was kind of like a dead Little Red Riding Hood. And then another year I was Medusa. And I was a Bride of Frankenstein.
And did you find these costumes on at thrift shops? I mostly
made a lot of the stuff myself. Like I don't remember what year it was. It might have been last year, maybe. I was the Bride of Frankenstein, and I like made the skirt myself with fabric, and it was very, very difficult, but I still have it.
What are you going to be this year?
Not a clue.
Not a clue?
You need plans to know what you're going to be.
You need plans. Well, we'll
which
give,
I don't know.
We'll give you plans. The city of Palm Springs has quite a few festivals that do celebrate the spooky season. If you are interested in that, you can also find that on our website. Paige, I saw that you have a photography channel as well.
Mm-hmm.
So you do photography for Palm Springs?
I like to label myself as a fashion photographer.
It's fantastic. Have you seen it?
No, I haven't.
Grab the phone. Grab your phone. Open up your Instagram and look at it. Your home. What's the page?
It's pageelizabeth.photography.
Is Elizabeth your middle name?
Yeah.
Gorgeous name.
Thank you.
So
my mom gave it to me.
I sure hope so. So
Paige Elizabeth.
Paige Elizabeth shares one E, so it's PageElizabeth. What, however you spell my middle name.
She's the one that knows it. But let me tell you, I went through it, right? I was just kind of like, what is this? And oh man, it is fantastic. You have a very artistic eye.
Oh, you have great photos.
I wasn't expecting that. Obviously you're in marketing, so I should have. But where did that start for you? Where did you do photography?
Well, my friends from Irvine, who I worked with, my friend Alex, she was my boss at the time, and she was like, hey, we're going out, her and her husband, we're going out to Palm Springs. Do you want to take our photo? I was like, I have never touched a camera in my life, but sure. And apparently I did a good job and they liked it and I liked it. So I eventually self-taught myself how to use a camera, eventually bought my own, and then started booking shoots.
I don't know what to say. I mean, that's impressive. You really have covered quite a bit of things. I know we've talked a lot about stuff, but that photography thing just kind of caught my eye. It's very artistic.
Thank you.
What'd you think? You saw it.
The photos are great. Yeah, they look great.
Just the photos.
Do you see yourself growing in that direction? Photography?
Yes. I have plans.
Plans for it.
Oh.
Yes.
What are your plans? Can we know? Can you give us a BTS?
I'm going to give you a word.
Okay.
Crayo.
Oh, Crayolas. I love those.
No.
No.
Crayo. C-R-E-O.
Oh.
And
okay.
That word will mean something next year, beginning of next year.
Ooh, part two coming.
Looking forward to it.
Looking forward to part two.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So I have another question for you. Mm-hmm. What is motivating you behind pushing your podcast and bringing awareness for people to become more sustainable? What's inspiring you to keep that pushing?
The I guess my eagerness to learn more. I mean, I like to say that I do it for others, but I'm also doing it for myself, because the more episodes I do, the more topics I'm covering, so the more I'm learning. So literally, if even nobody listened to the episode, at least I learned something. So if it's something that nobody cares about, I still learned about it. So it's, you know, my eagerness to learn. But then when I talk about certain things to people, they're excited, or if they show any interest in it, or someone tells me, oh, hey, I did this because I learned about it on your podcast. That's also exciting. Like when people tell me about the swaps that they've made, which is my favorite thing.
I no longer go to Burning Man.
That's a very honest.
If you listen to episode two, you would know that's why, and you need to, because I had a negative view of it when I was going into it, but then I researched it and was like, okay, maybe it's not as bad. But then my friend Lonnie we met at an event, and she was like, I've been going to Burning Man for like 15 years or so. And we did a episode together, and I interviewed her, and I literally learned so much. And when you listen to it, recognize the word moop, because I want to be a moop manager.
Oh,
I want a sticker that says moop manager on it.
That's interesting.
It says, it means matter out of place.
Yeah. 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 Well, I mean, that's crazy. So you're saying that on your, yeah. Okay. I know about this a little bit. Let me catch you up. I've been listening to Paige's podcast since I first time her and I ever interacted with each other. And the episode that caught me really, like, out of nowhere was this Burning Man episode. And uh-huh. I learned things that I didn't think about, but, like, I'll give you the biggest one to me. Do you know what Burning Man is?
Yeah, it's a festival.
It's an event.
Yeah, it's an event.
Not a festival.
It's a big difference, ma'am.
Don't they have music?
Well, listen to episode
but
two.
But it doesn't... Yeah, anyways. Yeah,
you need
does,
to learn. Listen to part two. She goes into it. But,
Yeah, it's a little different because they create a city. Well, anyways, the point is that at the end of the festival, they put a big... There's a big, large wooden man and they just burn it.
Okay.
It's huge, huge, huge. And it never crossed my mind that you're literally burning wood in the middle of nowhere. So, like, you know, you're affecting...
Yeah.
CO2, you know? And I never thought of that. And to me, I've always thought Burning Man is like the green place, like eco-friendly people going there.
You thought it was?
Yes, because the people that I know go there would be in that realm of stuff. But I didn't know. Then I heard the podcast. So what you're saying is, you did your episode, you had your tentative or your reaction to it and the way that you understood it.
Mm-hmm.
Now somebody came and explained to you the rest. Mm-hmm. And through the second episode of that first part, two part series, you learned whether or not it kind of changed your mind basically.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. To the point where, like, would you attend?
Yeah. I told her I want to, like, join her camp and I want to go. And I would so much rather go to Burning Man than Coachella or Stagecoach or whatever other festival there is, because the commitment to the Leave No Trace and all of that is amazing that no other festival has.
Yeah.
And I think that that is absolutely amazing, and that the entire way that people have to live there for an entire week, based on only what they take with them, and then whatever they take, they have to take back with them. They can't leave it there. That just mind blowing.
For you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh wow, it is an experience.
It was very interesting. I highly recommend listening to it.
Paige, I don't know if you're single or if you're.
I am.
This question is out of pocket.
If anyone's interested.
But okay.
That was funny.
We'll see what we can do for you.
Yeah, it's a dating app.
No, I'm genuinely interested. Does whoever you date, do they need to live their life
way
you live your life? Would it come into a conflict?
I don't want anyone to have to live exactly the way that I live, but if they are going to be with me, I want our views on the environment to be similar.
So
I want them to
align.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I don't think that right away that if that's something that they do, because not everybody lives like that, but if they're willing to compromise and learn, then that would be amazing. But if they're going to go completely against me and be like, oh, I don't recycle and I'm not going to, or I'm going to go do this, this, and this that I know you don't like, that you totally live against, then that won't work.
Have you encountered that?
So they can't go to Coachella?
I mean, I wouldn't care, but at least do it the right way. Don't litter or, you know, take, I don't know if you can take water bottles, but, you know, do it in the best way possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I would like them to at least learn to compromise and adjust. I never even thought about that.
Well, you know, I think that's a very important views and values have to align.
Oh, yeah. I clearly don't think about dating.
You have your set of values, which is being sustainable and eco-friendly. That's a very strong value that you have. That's the way you live your life. So I was just wondering if it would become an issue when it comes to dating.
It makes sense, yeah, because in the dating world, sometimes you find yourself being in the room with someone that doesn't always align with your thoughts.
We'll find that out on, like, you know, the first few dates. And if I find out that they're, you know, total, like,
wasteful.
Okay, bye.
When's the last time you went on a date?
A few days.
It caught my interest, dude.
I think it was a few days ago, probably last weekend.
Oh,
last Sunday.
So you are, okay. I was like, what do you do for fun? Nothing. Oh, I went on a date.
It was just dating, guys.
A date. He probably won't listen to this. But, like, if he did, I mean, it was great. Like, we went out and there was one guy that I went out with and he didn't even make me laugh. So a big sense of humor is very important. And I have quirks. So someone can't think that I'm, like, weird or something, because I am.
But so okay, now I'm delving into this. So this guy, I got to listen to this.
Yes, I
just for a second.
We only went on one date, so it's not like.
Where did he take you?
Well,
where did you take him?
We didn't really. It was like kind of like last minute. We went to brunch and like we came up with a place last minute. So he was like, "Oh, Wilma and Frida sounds good," because he was, I believe, he's new to the desert, so he like. New to sure, places sure. And so we were gonna go to Wilma and Frida's in Palm Desert,
yeah,
but I got there first and the wait was an hour and a half or so for a table for two, so I was like, okay, what's the next best place? So we went to the Daily Grill.
The Daily sure. Grill,
yeah, that okay. Daily Grill, and then I had pancakes and he had eggs or something. But the pancakes were great.
You don't eat eggs?
Oh no, I do. But okay. I was craving pancakes. So like, okay. If I can have like pancakes,
but did you? So then, I'm going to. So then you had to.
Real quick. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Does a guy have to pay on the first date?
I mean, I asked. I was like, "Do you want to split it?" So I'm like upfront about it because I don't expect you to just, you know, put all your money out right up front. So.
But later on down the road, yeah.
Like, I mean, I don't expect it. But if he's willing to, then great. And if it's something that we want to go halvesies on, sure, okay, fine. Like, I'm not, like, even if, like, when I get married, I'm not going to expect my husband to, like, pay all of the bills or something. Like, we're going to split everything half and half. And if you can't afford, like, something for 1 month, okay, like, we'll adjust. It's like I'm not that picky.
But so then you went in the date, everything happened, so mm-hmm. It just did not align.
Is he getting a second date?
Well, he wanted to hang out this weekend, but like I'm extremely busy, so if it happens,
would you?
Well, I would if I had time, but it I don't know.
You just don't have time.
Yeah, I'm very busy weekend.
We're gonna follow this up in part two.
We're
gonna follow up on that. This guy. Good luck to you, bro. We're helping you out.
Whoever you are. We're rooting for you.
Yeah. You got this. Right, Paige?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She still seems interested, so we're good. Alrighty. Well, Paige, it's been fantastic to have you here. I don't know that...
I love that we're ending on my date.
I wasn't expecting that.
Something fun, something light.
Listen, did you have a colonoscopy yesterday? We're not going to do that. You know what I mean? Like...
Well, as a matter of fact, no.
What are your thoughts on colonoscopies?
I would not know.
What's your favorite activity to do here in the Coachella Valley?
Thrifting.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So Coachella Valley has great thrift stores.
Oh, yeah. Revival's best. The one in Palm Revival's Desert really, for girls who wear like a small... The one in Palm Desert has like, for girls my size, best clothes.
But ever. You don't go like bowling to movies?
No, I don't like going bowling.
I just, yes. This is brought to you by
she doesn't like bowling
Bolarama.
Balls. She doesn't like bowling balls.
Yes, I heard.
No, I just don't like bowling. I think, yeah.
Okay.
But so thrifting is my favorite. Fun. Yeah.
Cool. Well, Paige, where can people find you? And where's your podcast? Are you on Spotify, Apple? Where can people find you?
My podcast is on all streaming platforms. So there's Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I even put the episodes up on YouTube. They're on like everything.
Cool. Yeah, Color Me Green.
Yep, at Color Me Green. Oh, no, at Color Me Green Podcast.
Well, thank you all for listening one more time. Thank you, Paige, for coming in. We do want to say thank you to our sponsors. As always, this show is brought to you by Level 111 Studios here in Palm Desert, California.
Thank you guys for listening. Paige, it was great having you. Until next time.
Until next time. Woo!